On the live line with us this morning is PG&E spokesperson Deanna Contreras. Good morning, Deanna.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Well, with regard to the power getting shut off in advance of wildfire concerns, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, right?
Well, we try to give people as much notice as possible. We started contacting about 87,000 customers Saturday night to give them the 24-hour notice. Turned out we didn't need to proactively turn off power to that many people, but you know, we got all kinds of feedback. We're still getting feedback, you know, how it worked, how the communication worked, what we could have been doing better, what we could do better next time. So this is the first time that PG&E has proactively shut off the power because of the extreme weather. So it is, work in progress.
Yeah, it's a learning circumstance to be sure. Some first responders say they need more time to make sure that people who are, you know, reliant on electricity for health reasons are they have a chance to better notify them and also better more time to keep tabs on them.
Yeah, and the first responders and our partners and our critical customers are the first people to get that notice. And there is extra levels of communication, extra methods of communication for critical customers, hospitals, and vulnerable customers, those who are on PG&E's medical baseline program, for example, who use medical equipment for their health and sometimes to keep them alive. So they do get extra methods and modes of communication for this power shutoff.
Can we talk numbers this morning, Deanna? Because I know all, you know, virtually, well, close to everyone has their power back with a couple of exceptions. And can you talk about those?
Sure. Yeah. Most of the power was turned on by midnight last night, but there are still about 2,400 customers in Lake County where we're working to restore power safely and quickly as possible, and about 2,000 customers in Napa right now where we're still working to restore the power after we proactively shut it off Sunday evening.
And any idea when those folks will have power back on today?
We will restore all customers today, Tuesday. I just don't have any specific times right now, but we'll be communicating that as we continue to make progress. And we're still doing all the safety inspections. So once it was all clear, the weather had passed, there were no extreme conditions, our crews went out and would inspect the lines via foot, via vehicle, via helicopter, just to make sure there was no debris on the lines, to make sure there was no damaged equipment. And if there was damaged equipment, we'd fix it before we can turn on the lines. We couldn't re-energize the lines until it was safe to do so, right? So we completed all those inspections, and now we're just working to restore the power and fix what was broken or damaged.
Yeah, I think most of us assume, well, it's a button to turn it off and it's a button to turn it back on.
It's not that simple. I wish it was that simple. Some areas you have to physically turn it on and turn it off. Other areas you can remotely with devices from far away. You can sectionalize, you know, a part of the line and isolate it. It just kind of depends on the line and where it is. And obviously, these are all extreme fire areas. And some areas are very steep terrain, out in the woods, and just very rough terrain and high fire areas, obviously, where this was turned off, where the power was turned off.
And Deanna, one of the questions I had was, we knew that going in that somewhere around 400 or just over 400 people in Sonoma County were going to lose power with that advance notice. Can't we get more specific about what areas are going to be turned off, what cities, what neighborhoods, et cetera, to allow for even better planning?
Yeah, so, and it depends on the weather, too. I mean, we're constantly monitoring the weather conditions. I know at one point we were thinking parts of Healdsburg and Geyserville were going to be impacted. And then at other times we thought maybe, part of Santa Rosa was going to be impacted. So it is changing. So we didn't want to get that specific when we knew the conditions were changing. And so that's why we just gave the 24-hour notice to as many people as possible. And they know they're in a high fire threat area. They should have received the letters, and they should have already been receiving all the conversations that we've been having with our customers because they live in a high fire threat area. But that definitely something we can work on. It only ended up being in the and the incorporated areas of Sonoma County that were impacted in the northeastern part of the county, just this 415 customers who were impacted in Sonoma County, obviously a bigger impact in Napa and Lake counties.
And then how does the assessment work once you've gone through this first period of time where the power has been shut off voluntarily? How do you go about figuring out what went right and what went wrong?
Well, after every event, whether it be an emergency, a wildfire, an earthquake, we do a thorough assessment of, what happened, what could have been done better, what equipment was damaged, what did we find out there. We'll do a full assessment of all of that. All those reports are still coming in, though, as we work to restore power. Right now, our focus today is just restoring those 4,400 customers in Lake and Napa County.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. That's your priority. And then at what point do you think we can look forward to that assessment from PG&E about how this went?
Well, this is the first time in PG&E's 100-year history that we've ever done this. I don't know, but hopefully soon. I mean, I'm sure we're already working on that right now to figure this out, because obviously, I mean, this is very serious situation. We don't take proactively turning off the power lightly. It's a last resort, only in the most extreme fire danger conditions. We understand how frustrating it is and how it impacts people, how people rely on the power. So it's definitely something that we'll be looking at from top to bottom.
Very good. Very good. We'll look forward to that assessment, too. Deanna, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Pat.
That's PG&E spokesperson Deanna Contreras. And there will be more to this story, and we'll bring it to you just as soon as it's available.